CFRA's Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is brought to you by Robillard Hearing Centers.
6:54 at 580 CFRA. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now to talk about health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This headline concerns the deadliest cancers, pancreatic, stomach, lung, colorectal, and the fact that there appears to be less funding for research into those cancers than for some of the other cancers. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, this was survey done, an analysis done by Charity Intelligence Canada. They're a nonprofit group that from Ontario that analyzes how much money goes to various cancer research funding priorities. In this case, they compared some of the common cancers that do affect people, that affect their lives, that are responsible for a great number of deaths. And in this case, it was pancreatic, stomach, lung, and colorectal cancers. And they found that collectively, these four cancers represented about 46% of potential years life lost in Canada, compared to breast cancer, where breast cancer has an 89% five-year survival rate. So there, a lot of money has gone into breast cancer research, and we've seen the results. And what they're saying is that only 15% of cancer-specific research funding has gone into these four other cancers, and there are other ones as well, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, brain cancer, leukemia, prostate and ovarian cancer, and also sarcomas. And so what they are suggesting is that, again, for these particular cancers that are low funded, for people to think about providing some money to them as they've done for breast cancer and successes we've seen with breast cancer. This also falls into part of the politics of funding and research and cancer research. Breast cancer is a visible disease as well. Women suffer tremendous disfigurement from mastectomies, and it's frightening for a lot of people, and understandably so, whereas the other cancers are internal. So you do have changes that occur, not as visible. You see the end result towards the end. People lose weight and look quite ill. But with breast cancer, because the treatments require surgeries, mastectomies, early on, there's a push to try to even find these cancers earlier so you prevent the disfigurement. And I think that's part of the reason why you see funding going in one direction. But we still shouldn't forget these other cancers, because colorectal cancer, preventable. Lung cancer, preventable if you don't smoke for the most part. The ones that aren't amenable to anything right now in terms of prevention are pancreatic and stomach cancers. And that's, again, where they're saying we should try and devote some funding in order to prevent these illnesses.
And, folks, if I can make a personal pitch to you, it's why in our run for research this year, with the participation of Shelley and Mark and me involved in our run for research again this year on the race weekend coming up on May the 28th, 28th and 29th, we're directing all the funding to research trials, clinical research trials, where we try to get away from all the politics and preferences in terms of what gets funding and just turn it over to the clinicians and say to them, where do you need funding? Where are the areas where there are clinical trials taking place that you need assistance with? And that's where we're going with the funding. It's not attached to one particular form of cancer or the other. And so if you think that makes sense, I hope you'll support us. You can go to CFRA.com and make a pledge. Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.